And the Here and Now election road trip has landed in Cleveland, where the Republican National Nominating Convention kicks off today. I'm Robin Young on Radio Row at the Quicken Loan Center. Down on the floor, delegates have just gathered. RNC Chair Reince Priebus just opened the convention with a moment of silence for the three police officers killed in Baton Rouge yesterday. Very solemn moment, and we will listen in to see what's happening there on the floor. But joining us first, political analyst Paris Denard, a Republican strategist. Paris, we always ask people before they join us to test their microphone. What did you have for breakfast? And you said,
I was so excited about the convention and coming to see you, I forgot to eat.
And you're living off the fumes.
You're living off the fumes of the Trump train.
Tell us why, because it's a somber day in so many ways, so much terrible news going on around, but you are feeling palpable excitement here. Tell us about it.
Yeah, and I think it's appropriate that today's theme is Make America Safe Again. Because
that's the theme for the convention
of today. And with all that's going on in the country, I think a lot of the Republicans, the delegates are here, are excited about the fact that Donald Trump is that candidate to make us safe again.
Yeah.
He's the candidate who has a strong tone and sense as it relates to national security issues.
Well, as you know, what your party's also facing is that many of the delegates here, and this is so unusual, protesters are usually outside, but many of your fellow Republicans feel the opposite. They feel Donald Trump is bombastic,
right,
and this is exactly the wrong time for him.
Well, I think that when you look at the feckless foreign policy of President Obama and the issues of Secretary Clinton as it relates to her handling of Benghazi and her email server that's connected to Benghazi during her tenure as Secretary of State, you want somebody who's going to be strong. The Republicans, the base, wants a strong leader, somebody who is really aggressive, is really going to take the fight to ISIS because ISIS is coming to us. And they look at Donald Trump as that person who's going to be strong in national security.
There is that. Well, you say feckless policy of President Obama. Donald Trump talks about the feckless policy of past President George W. Bush. Big critic. And that's also controversial within the party. And this morning, I just want to mention Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort and Newt Gingrich, who's apparently over-grieving that he's not the vice president, said that Republicans like Mitt Romney, George Bush, who aren't here, are the party of the past and they won't be missed.
Well, listen, I worked very proudly for President George W. Bush for 4 years and have the utmost respect for him and the decision that he made. And so we will disagree on that. But I will say that there are a lot of people in the party who feel that going into the war in Iraq and Afghanistan were mistakes. We have to accept that and we have to move forward. I think it's true. We have to look forward. Iraq and Afghanistan are present, but they're behind us. We have a new threat, which is the threat of ISIS. And Donald Trump is talking about being very, very aggressive in that attack.
Yeah, the Republicans are going to have to deal with how the Democrats are going to say we have ISIS because of the war in Iraq. I know you know that. But VP pick this week was Mike Pence. And I want to hear your thoughts about how that rollout went. But here on NBC's Today Show, host Savannah Guthrie pressed the Trump campaign manager, Paul Manafort, on questions about how Donald Trump picked Indiana Governor Mike Pence. Let's listen.
Mm-hmm. Pence says he got the call from Trump to be his VP Wednesday night.
Correct.
On Thursday night, Donald Trump took it upon himself to call into TV shows, cable shows, and said, I haven't made a final decision. And he was also reportedly calling the other contenders saying, I haven't made a decision.
Donald Trump called saying that because he hadn't announced his final decision yet. The only thing
that
happened.
Is that untruthful?
So, Paris, well, how do they smooth this out?
Listen, Donald Trump is always going to march to the beat of his own golden drum. And so you just have to roll with it. And so at the end of the day, Governor Pence is the VP candidate. And the rollout might have been shaky for some, but a lot of conservatives and a lot of people in the base are very pleased with it.
I was going to say, what does he bring?
He brings the steadiness of being an elected official, someone who has the experience of being in Congress, someone who has the experience of being a CEO of a state as the governor, and he's considered to be a true conservative. So it's a good thing for the party.
Yeah. Paris, I also want to ask you, one of the speakers is going to be Jamil Shaw Sr. tonight. He's an African-American Californian whose son was killed, 8 years ago by a gang member who was in the country illegally. And Mr. Shaw previewed his message on Fox News yesterday.
I want people to understand that illegal immigration is not a victimless crime. People tend to think that they're just here providing good stuff and helping their families. I want them to know that there's people here that are killing Americans, and Donald Trump wants to deal with those people.
And you know, Paris, you're going to be with us all week, but I'm going to ask you to just be brief here now. That's an African-American. You're an African-American.
Right.
There are people who say, how can African-Americans be in this party at this time? You say what?
I say that Donald Trump is the candidate who's going to be strong for the African American community. We've been having conversations with him about HBCUs and higher education issues and the issue of the economy. African Americans in this job market have been really suffering under the past 8 years. 8.4 unemployment is unacceptable. Donald Trump is going to be a strong leader.
Here now, political analyst Paris Denard, a Republican strategist, Trump supporter, as you heard, with us all week.
All week.
And partying down. Paris, thank you.
Thank you so much, Robin.